beta amyloid is what we find in the brain of people who have Alzheimer's disease. It just seems to be as we get older, there is either people have a genetic problem with amyloid and they make too much, or as we get older, we don't process it efficiently. So instead of getting rid of it like we normally should, it starts to build up in the brain. And then once it's there, unfortunately, the first place it usually goes is the part of the brain that has to do with memory and learning. And it disrupts the function of the cells. The cells don't like it to be there and it kills them.
We've heard recently about numerous research projects that are targeting beta amyloid, trying to prevent it from becoming excessive. How close are we to a breakthrough?
This week, there is a very important international meeting sponsored by the Alzheimer's Association in Vancouver, and we're going to have some important announcements about the drugs that are in trial right now targeting amyloid and if they're working or not. I'm very optimistic about the future of Alzheimer's disease treatment, and that is because many researchers here at UT Southwestern and around the world are looking at therapies that we're going to use earlier and earlier. We know that from a recent study from Washington University that amyloid starts to become abnormal many decades before the onset of the disease. So we know we have to start going back, you know, maybe at the point when they first start developing abnormal amyloid. So it could be many decades before they develop memory loss, where we have time to intervene and influence the amyloid before it deposits in the brain. At UT Southwestern, we're just getting started to be able to provide PET scans. So now we can image amyloid. We can look at that in people who don't yet have dementia. And so we can find them early. And now the second part of that is getting the treatments. And I work very closely with Dr. Roger Rosenberg, who's an internationally known researcher, and he is developing a vaccine against Alzheimer's disease. And that could be something maybe we could give people, you know, regardless of what their amyloid load level is.
If this research proves really promising, how long will it be before we can apply that knowledge to something that's practical on the ground affecting patients?
Right. Not soon enough, but I think that within the next decade and a half, I really think we're going to be at that point where we have a therapy to offer people who are just very mildly symptomatic, and we may even be on the cusp of some sort of preventative.
So in the meantime, for those of us with family members who already have Alzheimer's, what kind of hope is there for a good life?
You know, I'm very optimistic about that. I think that we're finding ways, not just with drugs that take a long time to develop, but with other things that people can do now. And we know that exercise can directly affect growth of brain cells and improve memory and cognition. Cognitive training or building of cognitive reserve, we know that protects you from dementia in later life. And diet plays an important role as well. So, you know, for my patients and subjects in research that I counsel, and for their family members, because they always want to know, too, what can I do to prevent this? You know, I always talk about those are things that you can do now, but you really have to think about those as important and just as important as taking a pill, you know, keeping your brain and your heart healthy.
Dr. Mary Casseno is an assistant professor of neurology at UT Southwestern Medical Center. I'm Shelley Koffler.